The question that really needs to be answered this morning is, who's really sick? And I think I'll just stop right here. Who's really sick? Because watch this. Here's the point. That the one person for whom Jesus can do nothing is the person who thinks himself so good that he doesn't need anything done for him. And the one person for whom Jesus can do everything for is the person who is a sinner and knows it. And he longs in his heart for a cure. The object of Jesus' purpose is his concern for those in need. God's concern and Jesus' concern was that all should be healthy. That's what the last verse says. On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Fortunately, some of the healthy showed their inherent illness in their attitude towards Jesus' ministry to the sick. But until they recognized their need, they could not utilize the help of the physician. And it excluded them from the benefits. To have no sense of need is to have erected a barrier between us and Jesus Christ. So the kingdom, in one sense, includes everybody. Here's what I'm saying. The shepherd didn't dispense the 99 sheep when he went out to look for the one. Right? Nor did the woman discard her 9 coins in favor of the one that she found. Rather, Jesus focused his ministry on reaching out to those who were aware of their need of God's redemptive activity in their life. And in the process, some of the healthy folk, some of the righteous, showed that they were more sick than the sinner. Can I tell you something? The physician still makes house calls. The case is presented. Look, the jury is in deliberation. Will you be found sick without a cause? Is there any evidence of your repentance and your response to God? Because the physician is still making house calls. The question is, when he calls, will you answer?